magnanimous, most compassionate Swarup. Same way, his associates are the same. And so therefore, we can understand, oh, Sita Thakurani, she is also like most merciful manifestation of Yoga Maya. Now, it has been told in, and you can read in Chaitanya Charitamrita how she is serving like Mahaprabhu, and mostly you can see that she is like the second, like a parent, second mother of Mahaprabhu, Nimai. There's Mother Sachi. Of course, there's others. There's two more. There's her, Sita Thakurani, and also Malini Devi, the wife of Srivas. They're always there, always eager, and always there to assist Mother Sachi in taking care of Nimai. When Nimai was born, it was actually Sita Thakurani who gave the name Nimai, and telling, "Oh, this will be a good name to protect him from any evil or bad omens." And when Mahaprabhu was growing up, then she's always there, giving instructions to Mother Sachi how to take care of Nimai. In times of distress, when Mahaprabhu's brother Vishwarup took sannyas, then she was always there to console Mother Sachi and make sure that there's someone to assist her, taking care of Nimai, especially when Jagannath Mishra passed away. But especially when Mahaprabhu also took sannyas, then she was there, fully helping Mother Sachi to cope up with this separation. She stayed in Maya, with Mother Sachi for 4 days, in assisting her, try to console her. Anyhow, she was always there assisting Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya would prepare many nice preparations, of course, mostly with the help of Sita Thakurani. When Mahaprabhu would visit Shantipur, even before taking sannyas, and later on after he took sannyas, when they were in Jagannath Puri, then they were always there, inviting Mahaprabhu to take some bhiksha, take prasad, and they prepare so many nice preparations. That is, mainly all by the cooking of Advaita Shakti. So that is Sita Thakurani. Anyhow, yesterday was her appearance day. Just as Advaita Acharya, by his prayer, Mahaprabhu came to this world to fulfill that desire, mainly because Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu, the source of all the Tathashta Jivas. He's like the father, and therefore he wants their well-being. So Sita Thakurani, she's also the eternal mother of all the Jivas. So by her mercy, we can get mercy of Advaita Acharya. And by their mercy, we can get mercy of Lord Nityananda, Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya. And then we become recipient of this Braja Prem that they're distributing in this world. So today also, we're to speak on glories of Lalita. Actually, without our Guru Varga, who would know all these things? Impossible. But only by mercy of our Guru Varga, especially in the line of Mahaprabhu, or Srila Rupa Goswami, then we have some idea about who's who in the spiritual world like this. So we know Srimati Radharani, she's the complete Shakti, Purna Shakti, Swarup Shakti. But then she manifests in so many ways to facilitate the enjoyment and the desires of Shaktiman. So actually, all the gopis are all manifestation of Srimati Radharani. We know there are four groups of gopis. The Swapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatashta, and the Surid Paksha. But of course, we know they're all coming from Srimati Radharani. And they are there to facilitate all these different like pastimes, loving pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. So that group of Srimati Radharani, this is the Swapaksha. They're all very loyal to Srimati Radharani. This group is headed by Sri Lalita Devi. It is said Lalita Devi, she's very qualified. She can actually make her own group. She has that capacity, but she never makes her own group. Only serving Srimati Radharani. Then, of course, there's the Vipaksha group. It's like the opposing party, the anti-party. That is Chandravali's group. And then there's the Surid Paksha, headed by Bhadra. And then there's the Tatashta Paksha, headed by Shyamala. The Surid Paksha, meaning they are favorable to Radharani's group and they're neutral to Chandravali's group. The Tatashta, they are neutral to Radharani's group but favorable to Chandravali's group. Anyhow, so only by Rupa Goswami we learned and we hear something about all these things. Our Rupa Goswami has written this Lalita Ashtakam and mainly here then we can have some idea of like who is Lalita Devi. And he said whoever prays this Ashtakam, then they will be very pleasing to Radha, to Krishna and to Lalita Devi and become recipient of their mercy. And therefore Vaishnava very mercifully engaging us to learning these prayers. So in essence, we can, as we pray, in that Ashtakam, it describes so many things. It describes Lalita, Devim Gunai Sulalita Lalitam Namami, like, oh, you're offering, you're worshiping Lalita, who is like a fountainhead of all charming, like expert qualities. Sulalita. Lalitam is charming and so Lalita, he like so much like charming qualities she has. She possesses. She's very expert. So mainly in the first verse it said Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Garma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarana Krita Deha Laksham Utunga Surida Vishesha Basat Pragalbham Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Here it says that Lalita, she has so much like love for Sri Radha and Krishna, that she's actually very careful that even looking like any inconvenience, like even just a sweat on their lotus feet, then she's be willing to give up her life just to remove that, like any of this inconvenience. And it's been described, she's in that mood, pragalbam, meaning she's very like bold, outspoken. That is her disposition. Then next, it says in the next verse, it talks more about how she appears. Raka Sudha Kirana Manda Lakanti Dandi Bhaktrashyam Shakita Charu Chamuru Netram. It says like, oh, she puts into shame the beauty of the moon, like this, like, oh, her face is like so beautiful. And she's expert, like she's known to be an expert in someone who's very expert in decorating and dressing Srimati Radharani. I said all the Ashtasakis, they're very good in dressing Srimati Radharani, but especially Vishakha and Lalita. But foremost, of course, Lalita Devi. Then, Lashyola Sad Bujaga Shatru Patatra Chitram Patam Sukha Barana Kancha Likanchi Dangim Guru Chana Ruchi Bagara Vagori Manam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Now here is describing more like his whole appearance. It says she looks like a peacock. Sure, she's wearing actually like dress of a peacock, like the colors of the peacock, and like a peacock when you see very beautiful and always giving joy. So that's actually her mood, always giving joy. And he said, oh, she puts into shame the color of Gorochan. Gorochan is actually very beautiful, also very expensive. This you can only get when there's Swati Nakshatra, like rain dropping on the hoof of a cow. It makes this special golden pigment, this Gorochan. He said like, her complexion is like that, like golden. Then after that, Guru Pagaswami says, Radham avi brajapate kutam atma jaina kutam managapi vilokya virohi takshim. Vagbhangibis, he said, Vagbhangibis, she can be very outspoken that when she sees like Krishna, like speaking many like cheating words and clever words, because here now is showing what is how she relates to Radha and Krishna. It's been there told that she's always in that mood of service. But how? Like here, Radham Abhi Brachapate Kritam Atma Jaina. When he sees how Krishna would behave to Srimati Radharani, and he would detect like Krishna is going to cheat Radha, then he would immediately, like with very strong words, like try to put Krishna be embarrassed like this. So many pastimes like that, and like we hear in Dangati and like all these pastimes. So then also in the same Ashtakam, it talks about. She would warn, like Radharani, like or never be submissive to Krishna. Like try to be always in a, because we know the group of Radharani, the Swapaksha, they're left wing, so they're always in that group that they are to dominate Krishna. They should, you know, they're like they're not submissive. Chandravali's group they're submissive group. And that's why they don't like agree with each other. Chandravali's group would always think like, oh, this group of Radharani, they're so like harsh, and they always like try to not agree with whatever Krishna like wants. And on the other side, Radharani's group is like, how Chandravali would so like this, very submissive to Krishna, then she will just be cheated like this. Anyhow, Lalita specifically like very strong and telling to Radha, don't be like a Kalankini. So that's how, like, these are all pastimes, and that's how she's protecting. Then another verse, it tells about the position of Lalita in Braj, how she relates with like Mother Yashoda, with all the other gopis. It says that Vatsalya Vrinda Vasatim Pasupala Ragya Sakya Anushikshana Kalasu Gurum Sakhinam. It said that to those in Vatsalya Rasa, like Mother Yashoda, then she is a recipient of their love. And to the Sakis, then she's actually the guru, showing how to be, what is ideal friendship. Just like Raghunath Goswami in his Manashiksha, he's telling Madisha Natatwe Braja Vipina Chandram Braja Vane Swarim Tang Natatwe Tad Atula Sakitwe Tulalitam. He said, oh, that my Ishwara is Srimati Radharani. And her Atula Saki, like incomparable. He's like, nothing can compare to that kind of friendship. That is found only in Lalita, like this. Of course, they're all great, like friends of, especially the Astasakis, but especially Lalita herself, she's like the foremost of friends, and actually she's teaching everyone how to serve. Like, what is this friendship, like this? She's the guru of all the Sakis, and of course, her life and soul is Sri Radha and Krishna. So then it says, Raja Vrajendra Sutta Sangha, no, Then it talks about, Rupa Goswami is telling, like, as for the sadakas, then, very, very important to appreciate that it says that whenever she sees anyone who is inclined to serve Srimati Radharani, then she'll be the first one to recommend to Srimati Radharani, like, oh, please accept this. They will say in Braj, she will be there looking any new gopis who will show that desire that they want to serve Srimati Radharani. Then she will be the first one to accept them and bring to Radharani. That's how merciful she is. And so, therefore, this Lalita Astakam makes us appreciate this. Oh, we can pray to Lalita. We want to serve Srimati Radharani. And so then she can recommend us. And because Radharani is always she's fearful to Lalita. Lalita is 27 years older than Radha, it is said. And she's older and very strict. And Radha is bound to accept what she says. And therefore, if you pray like this, then Radha is bound to accept us also. And so it said, Raja Vrajendra Sutta Sangha Maranga Charyam Varam Vinishitam Makilam Sakid Tangokula Priya Saki Nikuram Bamukyam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. It says that this meeting of Sri Radha and Krishna in Braj, this is all arranged by Lalita and giving like the greatest festival of celebration, giving like greatest fun, like festival. So that is what's happening during the meeting of Sri Radha and Krishna. And this is fulfilled by Lalita. Under Lalita, she has all these sakis and manjaris and arranging all the meeting of Radha. And then it becomes like very big festival, a festival of love. So like this, therefore, her service is incomparable. And appreciating this on her appearance day, then we can pray to her that somehow she can also be merciful to us, and we can be included in her group under guidance of Arshila Gurudev. In Mahaprabhu Lila, as I've said, Mahaprabhu is the most merciful Swarup of Swami Bhagavan himself. So therefore, all these associates in Radha Krishna Lila also coming here in their most merciful identity, Swarup. So Lalita, we know, is Swarup Damodar. And so by mercy of Swarup Damodar, then we can actually get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, and he will arrange that we can meet our Sadguru, who will teach us all the principles that is taught by our Rupa Goswami. So then we become follower of this Rupanuga line, so that then we will be qualified maidservants of Srimati Radharani under this guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari, under the leadership of Lalita Sakhi. So offering our obeisances, our prayers unto Sri Lalita. Remember all this glorious Vancha Kalpataru Vishta Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Patita Nambhavni Vaishnava.
Om Gyanam Timirandasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vande Ham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Pravaram Rajras Rasikam Cha Narayanam Tam Prapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prasthaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktitam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Dhanvat Pranams at the lotus feet of our Rupana Gauriya Guru Varga, Sri Nitlai Shivan Bhaktivedanshi, Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev, and Nitlai Shivan Bhaktivedanshi, om Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev to entire Rupana Gaudiya Guru Varga and to Srimati Sita Thakurani, the wife of Sri Advaita Acharya, and Sri Srimati Lalita Devi, the most beloved Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. So, we just heard now, we are observing the Avirbhav Tithi, and it's very important to know what part they play in Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela. So we just heard that Sita Thakurani, we say she is Yogmaya. No, so even before Mahaprabhu was born, she was always praying for Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world. And when he was born, she blessed this baby Nimai, that Nimai will grow up to be a pure devotee. And she was like an elder sister to Mother Sachi, always telling her how to look after Nimai, raise him, and guiding her in all ways. No, and even when she was in Shantipur, only thinking about Nimai, not thinking about anyone else. And then we hear also how she comforted Sachi Devi after Vishwarupa Prabhu took sannyas, and how even after Mahaprabhu took sannyas for 4 days, she was there with Sachi Devi. And after 4 days, Mahaprabhu was tricked into coming into Shantipur. Why? Because Nityananda Prabhu, he tricked Mahaprabhu. He told some boys that if you see one sannyasi who's like half mad, you tell him that this is Vrindavan, that this is the Yamuna. So then Mahaprabhu completely lost in his ecstasy of Braj Prem, as he was proceeding towards the Ganga, he asked some boys, is this Vrindavan? And then, is this the Yamuna? I said, yes. And there he saw Advaita Acharya with some fresh clothes, some dry clothes for Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu said, what are you doing here? And then he said, that wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So then they took Mahaprabhu Shantipur, and there, as you know, Sita Thakurani, Sachi Devi, they all cooked so many nice things for Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was so happy to be there. And then we hear that on the order of Sachi Devi, Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. So here we see that it was actually Yogamaya who inspired Sachi Devi to speak these words, that you stay in Jagannath Puri. Because if Mahaprabhu would have stayed in Vrindavan, then he could not have relished this prem. No, he came to relish the bhav of Srimati Radhika. But if he would have been in Vrindavan, every place, every particle of dust in Brajamandal, every particle of dust would have reminded him of his identity, of being Sri Krishna himself. So then how could he have relished these modes of Srimati Radhika? So therefore, by his Yogamaya Shakti, he inspired Mother Sachi to tell him that you must stay in Jagannath Puri, because then I can hear some news about you. So then when we think about Yogamaya here, who inspired Sachi Devi, then who was this Yogamaya? She was actually Sita Thakurani herself. No, it said that Sita Thakurani is Yogamaya herself. Also it is said that Yogamaya appeared as Govinda Acharya in Mahaprabhu Leela, but still we see that Sita Thakurani is predominantly Yogamaya herself. So therefore she inspired Sachi Devi to speak these words to Mahaprabhu, that you stay here in Jagannath Puri. And we hear that how Sita Thakurani, as Yogamaya, how she's looking after all these Leelas of Mahaprabhu. No. Because we say that in Mahaprabhu, not just bhaktas from Madhurya Bhav, but even from Dasya, even Shanta, Sakya, Vatsalya, they're all coming. So therefore, Yogamaya is making sure that all these different associates of Mahaprabhu, they're all having their loving relationships with him without any problem. Because that is what she does as Krishna's Antarang Shakti, as a manifestation of Srimati Radhika. So therefore we hear that how the entire family of Advaita Acharya was so devoted to Mahaprabhu. Achyutananda Prabhu was the son of Mahaprabhu and Sita Thakurani. He became so upset when Advaita Acharya told someone that Keshav Bharati is the guru of Mahaprabhu. He said, how can you say that? No, actually, who is the guru of Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu is Jagat Guru himself. And we hear how Achyutananda Prabhu, when his mother, Sita Thakurani, told him to offer some bhoga to Mahaprabhu, that time he offered all these bananas. So then Mahaprabhu, eating all this that Achyutananda Prabhu offered, he could no longer dance. He said, this boy has offered me so much that I can no longer dance. But then Advaita Acharya and Sita Thakurani thought that maybe some animal has eaten away all this boga and this boy, he does not know anything, young boy. So no, Mahaprabhu himself has eaten. You told me to offer to Mahaprabhu, I made sure Mahaprabhu has eaten. And then when Advaita Acharya went from Shantipur to Mayapur, Mahaprabhu told Advaita Acharya that, oh, your son offered me so much all at once that I could not even eat. So now I cannot dance any longer, he said. So this way we see that this entire family of Advaita Acharya was so devoted. Even when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, Advaita Acharya and his wife, Sita Thakurani, prayed to Jagannath Dev. So Mahaprabhu comes with all the sannyasis. He's only eating so little. He does not eat much, very less. Because as an ideal sannyasi, he wanted to instruct the others. You know? So this way, they prayed. And Indra, he created so much rainfall that Mahaprabhu could not go, that the other sannyasis could not come out. And then Mahaprabhu came out anyhow. He took all these things that Sita Thakurani had prepared for him. So also we say that Yogamaya, what does she do? Yog means to connect. She is responsible for connecting us to Sri Radha and Krishna. So Sita Thakurani, what does she do? She makes every jiva connected to Mahaprabhu's Leela, to Gaur Leela. Because without having the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what can we possibly know about Radha and Krishna? Nothing. No, what can we know? So many people, they come to Vrindavan every day. What can they know about who Radharani, who Krishna is? Like if you're doing Vrindavan Parikrama, you can always listen to two lines. They're always singing this in all the temples. They say, oh, Radhe to bade bhagini, kaun tapasya ki, tino taran taran, hoye tere adhin, they say. They say, oh, Radharani, what austerities have you done? That he who delivers the three worlds, he is under your control. See, they don't even know the proper position of Srimati Radhika. They don't know that she is the Sarup Shakti of Krishna. In fact, Krishna, he does austerities to receive Srimati Radhika's mercy. But that they don't realize. They're saying like this. So how can they know who Srimati Radhika is, who Krishna is, without Mahaprabhu? So therefore, Sita Thakurani, she guides every jiva. She makes sure that every jiva becomes connected to this Gaur Leela. And we also know that Mahaprabhu, as Krishna himself, he has two qualities, Sarvagita and Mugdata. Mugdata means to be forgetful of one's identity. And Sarvagita means to be omniscient. So therefore, Sita Thakurani, she is making sure that Mahaprabhu, he is also Sarvagya, omniscient, knowing all his attributes as being Krishna himself, and he is also Mugda. He forgets himself. He now is only absorbed in Radha Bhav. So therefore, she is like that. She plays such an active part in Mahaprabhu Leela. So Sita Thakurani's glories are unlimited, and also Lalita Devi, like we just heard. No, Lalita Devi's appearance, no. So, Lalita Devi, who is she? No, like recently, I was just reading one lecture, Ashila Gaur Govinda Maharaj. Ashila Gaur Govinda Maharaj was saying that, he was speaking about Rai Ramananda Prabhu, he was saying that the Sakhis of Srimati Radhika, they have seen everything. No, he was explaining. He was saying that when Mahaprabhu showed his form as Rasaraj and Mahabhav to Rai Ramananda, why did Rai Ramananda faint? He said. Because Rai Ramananda is already Vishakha. So Vishakha has already seen Krishna and Srimati Radhika. No. So if Mahaprabhu is showing himself as Rasaraj Mahabhav, why did he faint? No. If he's already Vishakha has seen Radha and Krishna, then why did he faint? Because to faint in ecstasy means you're seeing something for the first time. Only then you fall to the ground in ecstasy. But he has already seen who Mahaprabhu is because he's like Kayaveva of Srimati Radhika. So then Maharaj explains from Ujjal Nilamani, there he explains that there are three types of Milan and three types of Viraha. Like he says, the three types of Viraha are Bhavi Viraha, Bhuta Viraha and Bhavan Viraha. Bhavi Viraha means the separation that will happen in the future. Like when Akrura is coming to take Krishna away on his chariot, the gopis see him, they become very scared. They think, oh, this cruel personality, Akrura is coming, he's going to take our Krishna away. So this is Bhavi Viraha, Viraha experienced in the future. And what is Bhuta Viraha? Bhuta Viraha means that which has already passed. No, Bhut Bhavishat Kal. So Bhut means that which has already passed. So there, Maharaj is explaining that when the gopis see that Akrura has taken Krishna away,
then they cannot tolerate. They're like completely lost in separation, like how Srimati Radhika is in Uddhav Kyari. Cannot tolerate even one single moment. One single moment is like a kalpa. Kalpa kshanatva and kshana kalpatva. Kalpa kshanatva means during separation, one kalpa is like a kshan. And kshana kalpatva means kshana kalpatva means one kshan is one moment is like one kalpa. And kalpa kshanatva means during meeting, one kalpa is like one kshan, one moment. No. So therein, when the gopis see that of course taking away Krishna, they're experiencing so much separation. This is both viraha. And what is bhavan viraha? Bhavan viraha means the separation that is being experienced at the present moment. Like when Nanda and Yashoda are speaking to Akrura, and Akrura is speaking to them saying, I'll take your Krishna away. So then the Sakis are feeling so much, thinking Krishna is separated from us. So they're feeling so much separation at the present moment. So then we explain similarly, there is Bhuta Milan, Bhavi Milan and Bhavan Milan, he said. So Bhuta Milan means, he gives an example. Like Radha and Krishna, they're in the forest in Midhuvan. And Lalita and Vishakha, they arrange for Radha and Krishna to meet each other. So then, after the meeting has happened, Lalita, Vishakha and all the Sakis, they're so happy in their heart. Because they don't want any individual meeting with Krishna, no? Although they're Naikas themselves, they derive more pleasure in Srimati Radhika's meeting with Krishna than if they were themselves to meet Krishna. So this is Bhuta Milan. And what is Bhavi Milan? Bhavi Milan means, like Lalita and Vishakha in Midhuvan and Seva Kunj, they're arranging all the different paraphernalia for Krishna's meeting with Srimati Radhika. They're decorating the kunjas, they're cheating the elders like Jatila and Kutila and their husbands. They're cheating all the others so that Krishna can meet. So this is Bhavi Milan. So then, Srila Gaurava Maharaj is explaining that where does Bhavan Milan? He says, Bhavan Milan is what Lalita and Vishakha did not see, he said. What is that? That during Bhavan Milan, the Milan that is happening at the present moment, Krishna is entering into the heart of Srimati Radhika, he said. He said, Krishna is like the moon and Srimati Radhika's heart is like a champak flower, he said. So he said, as the petals of the champak flower blossom by the rays of the moon, then the rays gradually enter inside the flower. Similarly, he said, during Bhavan Milan, Krishna is gradually entering inside Srimati Radhika's heart. So this Lalita Vishakha had never seen before. This pastime of Krishna entering into Srimati Radhika's heart, taking away, submissively asking for all her bhavs. So this darshan Rai Ramananda had. As Rasaraj Mahabhav, he explained. Therefore, Rai Ramananda fainted in ecstasy, he said. So these are the bhavs that Lalita and Vishakha experienced. And when Gurudev heard this explanation, he became so happy, he said. He said, I know that he is the only one who could have spoken such katha in ISKCON. No one else could have spoken such katha, he said. So therefore, we see in Ujjala Nirmali, all these bhavs are being described. How Lalita and Vishakha, they know Srimati Radhika's mood. Like once Srimati Radhika, she told Lalita and Uchagav, that oh Lalita, I have become very chaste, unchaste. Why? Because I have fallen in love with three different personalities. I saw one personality playing on his flute. I fell in love with him. Then I heard another personality whose name is Shyam. So as these two syllables Shyam entered my heart, I fell in love with him. And then I saw another personality, a picture of another personality. So then I fell in love with him again. So I fell in love with three different personalities. So I'm very unchaste, she said. Then Lalita told Srimati Radhika, he's the same person. He's your beloved Shyam, he said. So we see, as we're running out of time now, so we see that lastly, Lalita, how she nourishes the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. No. Like Lalita, when Krishna comes to meet Srimati Radhika, Lalita tells Srimati Radhika, don't speak to Krishna. He's a cheater. So then Srimati Radhika wants to speak to Krishna, but Lalita is stopping her. And then Srimati Radhika is weeping. And all her manjuris, the maidservants, they are weeping because they cannot say anything. No, their hearts are one with Srimati Radhika's. But Lalita is like an authority over Srimati Radhika. So then anyhow, all the manjuris are weeping, everyone is weeping. And then when Krishna is weeping, then Lalita, what does she do? Then she says, okay, now you can meet Srimati Radhika. Now you know the value of her association. Don't take her for granted. This way, she arranges for this meeting. So this way, there is Ishta Sadhak and Anishta Badak. Gurudev explains. He says, Ishta Sadhak means that which is favorable for Radha and Krishna's meeting, Lalita arranges. And Anishta Badak means that which is unfavorable for Radha and Krishna's meeting, she makes sure that all that is avoided. So as a Sakhi, she does that. She performs arati of Radha and Krishna with her life air, with her pran, which is, in other words, Radha and Krishna more dear to her than her own life, her own soul. And this is how she does arati. So therefore, once there was a small girl, she told Gurudev, my name is Vishakha. And then she would tell Gurudev, I am from Uchagav. She would always tell this to Gurudev. So then some devotees told her, since you are Vishakha, you must not say I am from Uchagav. You must say I am from Kamai. Because Kamai is the birthplace of Vishakha, not Uchagav. So next time she met Gurudev, she told, my name is Vishakha, I am from Kamai. And Gurudev became very upset. He said, what? You just said you are from Uchagav. Then why are you saying you are from Kamai? He's a small girl. And Gurudev said, no, even if your name is Vishakha, you must always say you are from Uchagav, he said. Because Lalita is the Siksha Guru of everyone, he said. Even Rupa Manjari serves under the guidance of Lalita. So therefore, as the Vaishnavas have described, Uchagav is the place of Ucharas, this Parakya Bhav. So therefore, her appearance is also come just one day before Srimati Radhika's appearance. And in that way, by properly offering respect to Lalita Devi, by begging for her grace, and by begging for the grace of Yogamaya Devi herself, Srimati Sita Thakurani, we can properly understand the tattva of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also Sri Radha and Krishna. And Chakalpataru Vesha Kripasana Vesha Vaitana Bhavani Vyavaishna Vyav Namo Namo.
ज्ञानोदिभिरन्धश्चज्ञानञ्जनश्लाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इच्छाय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जाहते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरं महाभाव स्वरूपदम कृष्ण प्रिया प्रियसी प्रेम भक्ति पर देवी अधिगेतां नमः राधे वृंदावनाधीशे करुणामृतवाहिनी कृपया निजपदाब्जं वंदे नंद प्रजीस्त्रीनां पादरणमभीक्ष्णस जसं हरि कथोद्गीतं पुनाति भुवनत्रयं जयस्ति कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्रीगौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारण नृसिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वविष्णुपद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदी नाउ ऑल आर फॉलोइंग यस्टरडे टुडे टुमारो मेनी ऑस्पिशियस तिथिस शास्त्रोस इंस्ट्रक्शन गुरु वैष्णव फॉलोइंग एंड गुरु वैष्णव डिजायर एंड देन गॉड इज एक्सेप्टिंग देयर लव एंड अफेक्शन एंड गुरु वैष्णव आज ऑल कॉजेज मर्सी दे आर डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग एवरीवेयर दिस प्योर लव एंड devotion accept now all are hearing yesterday Adhicharya Shakti Sita Thakurani appears there also telling Adhicharya Prabhu has two Shakti one is Sri Devi and one is Sita Thakurani. Now Sita Thakurani for telling Shastras ki she is Yogamaya. She is now Sri Yogamaya and Achyuta Prabhu's mother. Kobikanda Prabhu Goswami is writing Yogamaya Bhagavati Grihini Tasya Sampratyam Sita Rupena Avatirna Sinamna Tat Prakashato Tasya Putra Achyutananda Krishna Chaitanya Vallabha Srimad Pandita Goswami Shishya Priya iti srutam. Telling Sita Devi Yogamaya, her expansion is Sri Devi. And she is Bhagavati Yogamaya Aditya Grihini. And Achyutananda Prabhu, Gadadhara Pandit, is near and dearest disciple. Now, Achyutananda Prabhu at present is Shantipur after Mahaprabhu Sanyas. Sometime Mahaprabhu coming and Sita Devi, she is arranging Mahaprabhu's for not only Mahaprasadam, all jivas for connection, relation, eternal relation. She is alone, like Madhavendra Puripar disappears day, Mahaprabhu is present, is there. And other many Vaishnava Bhakta Brahman came. Mahaprabhu going and looking, there is Aditya Prabhu's house is very bigger, big garden. Many, how many acre land? Now also very bigger. So there are many rooms. Aditya Prabhu looking, Mahaprabhu, all room is full. Some places cloth, some places sweets, some places grains, fruits. And also people coming, automatic they have respect for this Aditya Prabhu. How respect? Their Madhavendra Puripad disappears the Aradhana Tithi. That day, all are come and offering respect, meanings Aditya Prabhu arranging this Mahasankirtanam. And Mahaprabhu came and looking, Mahaprabhu surprised, how is possible? Everybody come and everybody by respectfully some presentation with this. And Sita Thakurani alone there, but sees thousand colors people, everybody is feeding. Everybody is giving Mahaprasadam. How she is doing? Then Mahaprabhu discussing with Nityananda Prabhu. Aditya Prabhu speaking Harikatha and Kirtan, dancing, and but Sita Devi alone is doing everything. Then Mahaprabhu surprised. Mahaprabhu looking Nityananda Prabhu, other witness, she is not one places, she is many places. And everything she is doing, how? Her expansion. Like, giving example, like anybody looking Navadvip Dham Parikrama, Golmandal Parikrama, that time, how many thousand people coming? One side Chaitanya Math, one side this ISKCON, one side other Gaudiya Math, our temple, everywhere. But how possible everything managing and maintaining? Management, how possible? Then before Kirtan, before Parikrama starting, one day before is Adivas, Mangal Adivas. That day, Guru Varga inviting Panchatattva and also within Shakti. Like Mahaprabhu inviting then Gaur Vishnu Priya with his, and Nityananda Prabhu then this Jannava Vasudha, Advaita Prabhu then is Sita Devi and this Sri Devi, and also Sivas Pandit, then Malini Devi, also Gaurdhar Pandit, then Gaurdhar Pandit, all followers and expansion with his. Then Guru Varga telling, then no more problems. They are present, they are doing everything. They are everything managing and maintaining. The Mahaprabhu there is Shantipur, Mahaprabhu surprised, how possible? Then looking, Sita Devi, everywhere, many Swarupuitis, she's everything doing. And everybody came or are coming Kirtan, after Hari Kirtan, they're taking Mahaprasadam, hearing Harikatha, 7 days continue program. After this Aditya Prabhu it is, all are going Raj Yatra time. 1 month before they put work with walking. After they are staying there 4 months, after Kartik Devuttana Ekadasi complete Prabhudini, then they coming back until they are staying. Sita Devi, Aditya Prabhu, sometime inviting Mahaprabhu. Then she is cooking. Aditya Prabhu arranges Jagannath Prasadam. And after other side too, many types of sweets and everything. One day, Aditya Prabhu inviting Mahaprabhu. That day, thinking Mahaprabhu coming with his many sannyasi, many brahmachari, many other sadhu, many mayabadi also. Not alone. Very big group. Mahaprabhu going anywhere, all are following. Why? Big size will be very nice. Very nice prasadam will be. Very delicious, also very tasteful and everything. That was the greedy. But Mahaprabhu coming and Mahaprabhu very shy. With everybody and Mahaprabhu eating only this much. Aditya Prabhu know everything. He discussed with Sita Devi. Today, inviting alone Mahaprabhu. Then Sita Devi asking, how you alone inviting? Mahaprabhu never coming alone. He has Sevak, Kashishwar, Govinda Prabhu, and others are many, all coming. Say, no. I am giving, requesting Indra, Devata, demigods, Devendra. Hey, Devendra, today I am requesting you until 11 o'clock, 11:30, 12 o'clock, you are not disturbing. After 12 o'clock, you starting rain, storm, wind, and cold, ice, and everything. Then why? Then Mahaprabhu very serious. Anybody inviting Mahaprabhu, definitely Bhikshapar they are going. Why? Now our like temple, everything ready, but no. Sadhu is not his rules, sannyasi is not rules. One place is everyday eating. They eating, doing Madhukuri. Inviting and going there, like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Prajapadam, they doing Madhukuri. Not one place is cooking and eating, never. Madan Mohan telling Govindadev, telling, hey, you eating with me? He said, no. You eating, this was good. The Mahaprabhu never eating. The Mahaprabhu going, and now, afternoon time, everywhere big rain, big storm and wind. And Sita Devi, Adhisa Prabhu, who is discussing today's very good day, Achyutanandu arranging big room, like more than bigger room. And middle is big leaflet, banana leaflet, not one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, this side, this side, this side. And bananas, this outside is bark with is making big, big dona, money, lip cup. Big size, one like 5 kilo coming on inside. So, jai ho. After what happened? Looking this wind and storm and rain, Mahaprabhu alone is came. Came and very happy and closing door. And telling Indra, now 1 hour continue raining and continue wind and storm and very big, like ice cream dropping sky too. Then nobody coming. After coming, no problem. What happened then? Mahaprabhu came. Mahaprabhu looking, Basmati, no. This is called balam, rice. Many very long, long rice, very good smell. Also, he is cooking 50 kilo rice. And after giving 5 kilo ghee. And after tulsi manjari. On like 100 more preparation, sweet, sour, bitter, juicy, dal, many types of, not one types. Bengal festival meanings, definitely two types dal, not one types. And also sukta, santula, many types of chutney, paneer sabji. Also, how many preparation? Chutney not one. Also, yogurt and rasgulla, definitely. Sandesh, also many types of sweets. Now, Mahaprabhu looking, Mahaprabhu surprised. Baba, how much respect and for God, how much love for you have God. You are offering God for big bhoga. Okay, I am sannyasi, giving me this much prasadam separate. They are taking after you distributing everybody's. Say no. Jagannath temple, every day, 100 times eating, and one times more than 500, 1,000 kilo. Everything you eating. And I am poor Brahmin, and Sita Thakurani cooking little bit shak, then bhaja, pakoda, to chutney, you definitely tasting all. So you giving me little? No, you sitting here. Don't cheating me. You're cheating long time, not now, today not possible. Then Mahaprabhu holding his hand, and Mahaprabhu's hand holding Aditya Prabhu and giving seat. Say all eating. Then Mahaprabhu gate is locking inside to door. And after Mahaprabhu eating everything. And eating, then tell you, okay, this is you tasting this new other preparation. Okay, any Mahaprabhu eating, he giving double, giving triple time. And after say, you tasting this one more, after Mahaprabhu eating, 1 hour fast. But all finish. Then Aditya Prabhu very happy. Sita Thakurani say, today is my life is successful. After Mahaprabhu eating, after giving like sannyasis for little tulsi manjari, giving, and Mahaprabhu taking and sitting, and Mahaprabhu body is giving nice chandan, sandal faced, and smearing, and giving flower garland, and tilak, and nice things giving, and telling you little resting. And then Aditya Prabhu say, and Sita Thakurani praying, today, requesting Indra is hearing our request. Indra arranging this rain and storm and wind and this all ice, then is nobody come. Now, in lifetime, you are one day taking some prasadam. Otherwise, you are pretty hungry. You are Bairagi Baba, Sannyasi. Anybody is offering, then not possible you eating, anybody insulting in you are shy. Then little later, Mahaprabhu saying, oh, who are you? You are giving order, everybody following until Brahma, Shiva, everybody following, no need requesting. Your desire, everybody fulfilling. That time, little later, all Govinda Prabhu, all sannyasis came, then they are taking Mahaprasadam, and then they are looking. Today Mahaprabhu very pleased and happy. Why? Today is Mahaprabhu taking prasadam. So this Sita Thakurani, she is Madhavendra Puripad, he came and giving diksha for this Advaita Prabhu and Sita Thakurani and Sri Devis. And diksha after some time he is coming. So Sita Thakurani cooking very amrita nindi, very tasteful. Madhavendra Puripad saying, oh, this is Golok Vrindavan, this only Vrishmanupur possible. So this Bhagavati Jogmaya Purnamasi in Brajadham, she is everything, everybody is giving training. But practically, she not doing. What this world is, she is came and teaching and giving training. Apane Acharya Dharma Sikhamu Sabare, Aparna Koile Dharma Sikhanu Na Jaye. No anybody practicing, how can teaching other? Therefore, Sita Thakurani, anywhere any festival, she is going. Like Mahaprabhu appears, that time she is taking many types of presentation. And Jagannath Mishra House, Yogapitha, she is came within Malini Devi. And other behind looking, thousand demigods and goddess all are coming, Mahaprabhu darshan for. That time, Sachi Mata's service for Sita Thakurani continue there is present. After Vishwara Prabhu took sannyas, then also Sita Thakurani continue staying there and pacify anyhow this Sachi Mata. After Mahaprabhu sannyas, then is 7 days in Shantipur Sachi Mata staying and 7 days cooking on hand and giving bhiksha Mahaprabhu. After 7 days Mahaprabhu saying, now sannyasi not possible staying one places. Then you give me order. Sachi Mata near is telling, I am like is mad. I'm lost my memory. I took sannyas. You give me order, then I left sannyas. I'm staying near, I'm serving in you. Sachi Mata said, no. Already you took sannyas. You renounce. Now you coming back. My happiness for, my service for, I cannot allow. I know like. But you not going is Vrindavan, very far. You staying Jagannath Puri. Then bhaktas are going, coming. I am hearing news. Also sometime you coming Ganga bathing for, then you giving darshan. So Sita Thakurani, what doing? She is telling, requesting Sachi Mata's near. You giving permission, staying in Navadvip Dham, then all are abusing. Oh, after sannyas, sannyasi staying his own birthplace. Sannyasi, after sannyas, they never going birthplace. Never looking with his any relatives. No meeting with his anybody. But sannyasi is for everybody equal. All is God, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, God pardon persons. So Sita Devi discussing and telling, oh, then Mahaprabhu not allow. Then he is going very far. Then Sita Devi requesting Sachi Mata's near, you giving permission staying in Jagannath Puri. So Mahaprabhu staying Jagannath Puri, but Sachi Mata never been there. But Sita Thakurani every year going. One day, morning time, Sita Thakurani going bathing for Ganga. And house has now summer season, many jackfruit, banana, many mango, many things. Then morning time after archan and then offering fruits, many types of nice coconut, milk, many things offering. Then she's gone, Ganga, today other with is talking, how respecting Ganga, how respecting Vaishnavas, why this Jogmaya's all time is responsibility, teaching everybody's, helping everybody's. Other sadhu, doing sadhana on selfish person, on their self-thinking, only chanting, only eating and doing bhajan, but not helping, so this is not sadhu's life is will be successful, not progress coming. Definitely help is necessary. This is called real service. So that time Siddha Thakurani, every day going Ganga, anywhere going, house also, she's teaching everybody and helping. Now she's in Ganga, many gathering, many people come Ganga, like bathing buffalo bath. So she's telling, this is not respect is Ganga Devi. A fast is offering pranam, like Mahaprabhu, yeah, Vishnupriya Devi, Sachi Mata, every day respecting Ganga, worshipping Ganga, offering Pushpanjali. So you first is offering Pushpanjali respect. After bathing also worshipping Ganga Devi and praying Ganga Devi is near. Then you, Ganga Devi mercy, understanding and realization coming and feeling. And also Ganga Devi will be happy. So Sita Raghuni, like Harikatha speaking very late. Achyutananda very hungry. He is what doing? He is fruit, flower, anything is there present, everything, washing, and he is offering boga, and he is, everything is eating. Mother is came, mother is, so Sita Devi telling me, Achyutananda. Where gone banana? So I am offering boga. After, I am take prasadam. Say, where gone this jackfruit and mango, other fruits, coconut, all I offer. So you say, why you late? And Sita Devi telling, you don't know mantra, you don't know anything, how offering? So I don't know mantra, I know mantra. So who give you diksha? Diksha? I have, say, what mantra you have? Say, I have Guru Gopal mantra. My mantra, Guru Gopal mantra. First time, Achyutananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit near to take this mantra. He is Gadadhar Pandit disciple. So Gadadhar Pandit giving this Guru mantra, Guru Gopal mantra. And he is telling, I am my mantra with this, I am offering Mahaprabhu and offering all our and also Radha Madhav, Madan Gopal and Jagannath after I am eating. Aditya Prabhu came back, Sita Devi complaining. Saying he is today everything prasad bhoga before he is eating. Then Achyutananda Prabhu is near, Aditya Prabhu asking. Then Achyutananda Prabhu telling, I am only chanting this mantra and Sivananda Sen. Two persons have this mantra for adhikar. And I am mantra is chanting and calling Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu coming. Then Mahaprabhu eating and Mahaprabhu say, I am not alone eating, you are my brother. You are sitting with me. Then both are sharing and eating everything. Then Aditya Prabhu saying, Sita Devi is near. Now Achyutananda, he is every day offering bhoga. Also, sometime, this Aditya Prabhu requesting Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Navadvip Dham, please, you don't touch my feet. Don't respect me. You are my Lord and God, Supreme, everything. But Mahaprabhu, no. Then one day Aditya Prabhu left in the Navadvip, Mayapur, and he's gone Shantipur. And there he's gone and starting giving classes, no Gita, no Bhagavatam, Yog Vasishtha, Mayavad, first book in this world, Yog Vasishtha. You Brahma, I am Brahma, Sarvam Kalavidam Brahma, Neonanasti Kinchana, Tattamasi, everything, bas. I am Narayan, you are Narayan, like this. And Mayavad philosophy. And Mahaprabhu, long time waiting, Aditya where gone? He called me, Suti Achinumai, Khirada Sagare, Nidrabhanga Koilamur, Nala Rahunkare. This Nala, I am sleeping in Khirsagar, and he is shouting loudly, and calling, and he breaking my sleep. And calling me and came, and now I am came, and he is hiding. Okay, telling Nitai, Sripad, chalo, where? Nobody. How going? Taking one boat. Say, boatman need? Mahaprabhu say, no need boatman. I am boatman. Harindamayar Nukakhani, Siguru Kandari. Now, Harinam, boat. But Mahaprabhu bring Harinam. But Mahaprabhu, now this boat is taking and Mahaprabhu driving. Nityananda was sitting. And both are doing kirtan and going. After gone, looking Advaita Prabhu Shantipur, first Shantipur, then Ambika Kalna. So Shantipur, Advaita Prabhu's class is big class. Why Mayavad philosophy for everybody be greedy. Why you are Brahma, I am Brahma, no problem. Sin is not problem, appearance is nothing. And you thinking I am Brahma, then no problem. One day you will be Brahma, today you Jiva. Tomorrow will be Brahma. He giving class, everybody very happy dancing. Advaita Mahaprabhu came and looking and gone running fast and taking Advaita Prabhu's big beard, mustache and hair. Taking hair, left hand with his holding and beating. Beating means not to like one to slap. Like shaking and throwing and beating. Ushita Thakurani come out. She's telling, are you old man? Will be die? You are young. Why doing like this? Advaita Prabhu very happy. Mahaprabhu beating, Advaita Prabhu dancing. Very big dancing. And all people is scared. Mahaprabhu is Ugra Murti. That time Mahaprabhu not like his ordinary. He more than Narsingadev. Narsingadev. He, everybody's. This Mayabad philosophy removing. All are scared. Then Advaita Prabhu starting kirtan. Then Sita Devi requesting again and again. After Mahaprabhu's for Nityananda's for arranging prasadam. But Nityananda what doing? This much giving, I am not a sparrow, not I am is like his cat and rat, this much giving me prasadam. Very miser. Brahman, very big miser. Taking all and throwing Advaita Prabhu's bodies, all room, everywhere throwing, not eating one grains. No, he is not eating. Giving this much only. Sita Devi not telling anything. Advaita Prabhu saying, "E pagal, where from come? No caste and religion. This is abadhut. Both are fighting. He is abusing Nityananda Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu abusing Advaita Prabhu. Oh, too much like his big crash. After little later, say, why you giving me prasadam without you? You also come sitting here, eating with me. Then I understand you have love for me, respect for me. Otherwise, I am outside ordinary bogus animal, you giving foodstuff within, and I am eating alone? No. This is not his real love process. Then Advaita Prabhu came, sitting both are, then Siddha Thakurani distributing prasadam, each are embracing, kissing, taking prasadam, each are offering pranam, and Mahaprabhu silence eating, and Mahaprabhu gone resting for Advaita Prabhu that time. Massaging sandalwood paste, a nice massaging feet, and it's Mahaprabhu sleeping. That day too, Advaita Prabhu say, yes, I am win. Today I am win. I am conquer everything. Why Mahaprabhu chastising today and accepting me? No more respecting. So this Sita Thakurani, how is she is arranging? Before Advaita Prabhu alone, his name Kamalaksha. He is father is priest of king priest. They are many time calling Advaita Prabhu Kamalaksha, and also many time his father Sadhu ceremony's time invited Brahmin, inviting other, but his first plate is giving for Haridas Thakur. That time very crash coming, and Advaita Prabhu's Harinam with his helping for his desire, Shastra with his helping, but people is against. But Sita Thakurani, she came and Sri Devi came, but that time too, people complete change. She is giving his relation and connection, affection for bhajan and bhakti's program. So she come Navadvip also, Mayapur staying many long time. That time she has good relation with his or bhakta devotees. She is helpful. After Mahaprabhu sannyas, then long time she is staying and coming, and Vishnu Priya Devi is near helping Sachimata and Malani Devi After some time, Shaji Mata disappears. Then she is gone, Shantipur back. And Malani Devi gone, Kumarhatta. But there is old Sevak, Ishan and Bansivadan staying. So this Sita Thakurin is for telling her her lotus feet is worshipping anybody, then they are getting this real adhika, real service in Golok Vrindavan. She is only teaching for helping for she appears. And Mahaprabhu's childhood, Vishwar Prabhu continue Adya Prabhu's house, morning going until afternoon, coming back, and after little prasadam going, evening time, then coming back. So this is her special glories, and she is also going to Jagannath Puri, then also she is all bhaktas helping and teaching. And preaching for, she is arranging many nice scholar of the Prabhu's disciple. Gaudiya Pandit disciples, there is very strong and serious. Now, tomorrow next hearing, Gaur Premanande Hari.